USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Strong reaction coming from some Baltimore officials after President Trump sends out a series of tweets blasting Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings' home city, saying it was in far worse condition than the migrant detention centers along the southern border, and accusing Cummings of bullying the Border Patrol over what some claim are inhumane conditions at the border. Trump said the detention centers are crowded but clean, and he called Baltimore a dangerous, disgusting, rat and rodent-infested mess. Mary Pat Clark is a Baltimore City Council member.
Whatever Trump says usually doesn't matter, but what is said about Baltimore always matters, and we will always be here to defend a wonderful city that we would not leave on a bet.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
One man was killed and at least 11 other people were wounded last night when gunfire broke out at a large outdoor event in Brooklyn, New York. Mayor Bill de Blasio says the shooting was something that shattered a peaceful neighborhood event. A police spokesman says no arrests have been made. Representatives from Europe, China, and Russia, nations that are still committed to the Iranian nuclear deal, are to meet today with Iran's representative in Vienna to discuss how to salvage the unraveling agreement. The diplomats want to examine issues linked to the implementation of the accord after Iran admitted to surpassing stockpile and enrichment limits that were set out in the deal that President Trump pulled the U.S. out of shortly after he was elected. Red Sox fans react to news that former Slugger David Ortiz is out of the hospital after being shot over 6 weeks ago.
Amazing news. That's fantastic news.
Ortiz now recovering at home, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A wildfire that's crippled traffic along I-5 in southern Oregon is now over 10,000 acres in size and growing. Authorities beginning evacuations, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Milepost 97 fire near Canyonville started late Wednesday and is burning in steep, rocky terrain. The Oregon Department of Forestry said about 900 firefighters and 15 helicopters are battling the blaze, along with a host of large air tankers. Smoke from the fire is also hampering firefighters from the air as they can't see where to drop the water. Ash from the fire is falling around like snowflakes in southern Oregon, and many people can't go outside without a mask due to unhealthy air quality. The police believe the fire was related to an illegal campfire.
New York City officials welcoming a congresswoman's proposal for a parade to honor 9/11 responders and survivors. Representative Carolyn Maloney making the suggestion Friday to Mayor Bill de Blasio, a fellow Democrat. She says a parade in the city's famed Canyon of Heroes would be a small but meaningful way to show the nation's gratitude. And a Tampa, Florida couple's asking their wedding guests to bring school supplies for needy kids instead of gifts to their wedding. Callie Cameron, the bride, is a first grade teacher and says she knows a lot of kids come to school with nothing. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.